Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our Now Playing series by looking at Fantastic Four. And one of the central themes throughout the movie is this idea of sacrifice. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice for a greater cause? And the big idea for our message was that we sacrifice much for what we value most. You know, whenever something is important to us, or whenever something is a priority in our life, we will make great sacrifices for it. Like when you're playing sports in high school and you're trying to earn a college scholarship, or when you're in grad school and you're trying to land your dream job, or when you're dating someone and you decide that you finally want to marry them, you will rearrange your entire life around that goal or around that person. You will sacrifice your time, your sleep, your finances, because it matters to you. It's important to you. And if you're not willing to make sacrifices for it, it's probably because it's not really that important to you. We sacrifice much for what we value most. But here's the mistake that I think we've made in Western Christianity. We have taught a version of Christianity that doesn't really require any sacrifice. The version of Christianity that's often shared and promoted is this, that if you will pray this prayer and ask Jesus into your heart, then you can go to heaven when you die. But actually following Jesus and actually doing what Jesus says, well, that's just sort of optional. You know, that's Christianity 2.0, and that's just for the more advanced Christians. You don't actually have to do that unless you really want to. But here's what we need to understand. The Christian life is a life of sacrifice. It's a call to lay aside the things that matter most to us in order to pursue something of even greater value and even greater worth. And the question that we asked this past Sunday was this: hey, what is that thing in your life that you keep off limits from Jesus? What is that thing in your life that you're unwilling to sacrifice to follow him? Maybe for you, it's your career ambitions. Maybe for you, it's your schedule and your time. Maybe it's comfort and convenience. Maybe it's financial security. But what is that thing that you're afraid to let go of control of and truly willing to surrender to Jesus in order to follow him? You know, I won't spoil the end of the movie for you, but what we see is each character ends up making an incredible sacrifice. They put themselves in harm's way for the greater good of humanity, for the greater good of the world. They sacrifice much for what they valued most. And so I think all of us, at some point in our life, we have to decide, you know, what is following Jesus worth to me? Am I really willing to sacrifice to follow him? Am I really willing to give up everything, to put my yes on the table, to surrender it all, to follow Jesus with my life? And you see, the reason that we sacrifice to follow Jesus is because Jesus has sacrificed for us. The Bible tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And because Jesus has given everything for me, I will gladly give everything to go and follow him. And so I'd love for you to spend some time reflecting. What is that thing in your life that you're unwilling to sacrifice? That thing that you keep off limits from Jesus? And maybe you need to surrender that to him, to bring that to him and say, I am willing to sacrifice much for what I value most, which is you, Jesus. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so, Father, we thank you just for the incredible sacrifice that you made for us. You sent your son, Jesus, to die in our place, to take on the judgment and the punishment that we deserve for our sin. And God, because of your great love and your great sacrifice for us, God, may our response to you should be one of sacrifice and surrender, where we're willing to give it all up to follow you. Lord, just like the parable that Jesus told of the man who found the treasure hidden in the field, he sold everything he had to go and purchase this field. And so, Lord, if there's anything in our life that we're holding on to, that we're unwilling to surrender and to sacrifice to follow you, God, I would pray that you would make that clear to us. And God, that you would give us the strength and the faith to follow you with all that we have and with all that we are. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.